USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new report with claims about what Jeffrey Epstein, the convicted sex offender and millionaire, may have been doing in the hours just before his death. The New York Post says the wealthy financier signed a will just 2 days before he apparently took his own life in a federal jail in Manhattan. It lists assets of nearly $580 million. Legal analyst Danny Cavallos says getting his affairs in order doesn't necessarily mean he was planning to take his own life.
He was visiting with his lawyers up to 10 hours or so a day. And when you have that much time with your lawyers, you probably go over all the things you've been putting off generally. That wouldn't have necessarily been cause for alarm.
Planned Parenthood says it's leaving the federal family planning program rather than comply with new federal abortion restrictions. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Police commissioner in New York City, James O'Neill, fires officer Daniel Pantaleo, who was accused of causing the death of Eric Garner in 2014, putting Garner in a chokehold and holding him there, even though Garner was saying he couldn't breathe. So Pantaleo was fired yesterday, and Garner's mother, Gwen Carr, says the fight isn't over.
And like we said, we're not finished. We have other officers that we have to go after.
Meanwhile, Pantaleo's lawyer says he's going to fight to get his client's job back. Democratic presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren apologizing for her past claims of Native American ancestry. The Massachusetts Democratic senator apologized at a Native American forum in Sioux City, Iowa yesterday. She had released a DNA test last October after facing ridicule over her supposed Native American history. And this is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A pair of surveys come out regarding the U.S. economy. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
The latest NBC Wall Street Journal poll finds 49% of Americans surveyed approve of the president's economic policies, though the poll was conducted before many economists began warning of a possible coming recession. Another poll released Monday by the National Association for Business Economics shows over 70% of the nation's top economists believe the economy will slide into recession within the next 2 years. President Trump says,
I don't see a recession.
And his top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says,
I don't see a recession at all.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Another story about the economy that impacts your wallet. Across the country, the price of gas down for a third week in a row. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
That national average is down 3.2 cents to $2.60 a gallon as oil prices are under pressure, as there are signs the U.S. can come up with the truce with China over a trade war. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about the highs and lows across the country.
Louisiana had the nation's cheapest average at $2.18, followed by Mississippi at $2.21 and South Carolina at $2.24. On the high side, Hawaii had the nation's priciest average at $3.60, followed by California at $3.56 and Washington State at $3.19 a gallon.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.